We're 60 seconds from your shot caller question of the day. It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning. And I don't know how you guys feel, but I am exhausted today.
Oh. Mm.
Yeah, I'm actually feeling pretty good today.
I'm fine. I had coffee.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Yeah, I still have coffee.
Well, that's wonderful for you guys. But
yeah, we're just trying to be the positive people in the room, Jeffrey.
Yeah. It helps being a morning person when you do morning radio, Jeffrey.
Yeah. I don't know. Life is just happening.
It does that.
It's happening a lot to me.
Uh-huh.
So to help, not just myself, maybe some of the listeners out there are feeling tired too. I found a list online of simple tricks to help you wake up in the morning.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Let's go.
Okay, number four is open a window. I don't think we can do that in studio because these windows are like bolted shut.
Well, we're pretty high up in the air. I don't think we want
to think of it, if there was a fire,
we're in big trouble.
Well.
And those are like, there's like multiple panes. Huh. Like, we have to break through a lot of it.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's not going to work. Number three says solve a problem.
That sounds like a lot for the
morning. We do that a lot.
We do?
I mean, like second date updates, that's a problem.
Do they mean like a math problem?
Oh, I hope not.
I feel like
Alexis, give us a hard math problem. Hurry.
10 times 50.
500. That's a hard math problem to you?
I can think of on the top of my head.
I asked the wrong person.
Okay. Sorry.
Number two on the list to help you wake up is hang off the bed.
Just hang off of it?
Hang off?
Oh. I guess the point is to hang your head off the bed.
Yeah.
So blood rushes to it.
It's good. Or put your legs up against the wall for like 30 seconds, you guys. It's amazing.
Interesting.
Okay, game changer.
We also don't have a bed in here.
No.
But I guess I'll have to lay across you guys. And I prefer to be face down.
Okay.
Just so you guys.
Oh, great.
Could I have the feet?
Whatever you guys want. And then, I don't know, if that's not going to work, then I guess we'll just go to number one. Play my favorite wake-up song. Hit it.
Get off your boat.
All right, let's do it. Listen to the song.
What? Stamp
your favorite feet. Song?
This is my wiggle favorite. Oh, we have to follow.
Wiggle your toes. Yep,
wiggle your toes.
Wiggle your ears and wiggle your nose.
You're not wiggling hard enough.
It's time to wake up.
The digital Jake's getting
it's
in here.
It's time to wake up.
This is
and
nice.
Go crazy. Jump.
I don't have a bra on.
I don't have my bra on either.
My boobs are shaking.
My boobs are shaking.
All right, I feel better.
Yeah. Teacher contest.
I know what's going to wake us up. The shot caller question of the day. We have a bucket full of names. We're going to draw one out. Who gets asked a trivia question. If you answer it wrong. I know, I actually feel better. Answer wrong, though. The punishment is to get shocked while singing a song. So text into 78592. Tell us which one you'd like to hear. I'm drawing a name out because I had the shock caller last. And I got...
Yes.
It's the tightest ball of paper in history. Alexis, the giggling meatball.
Cute.
I don't want to be a meatball.
I think that's really cute.
I like it.
Maybe it's a turkey meatball.
Yeah. Oh, I'll eat it.
Okay. She's putting on the shock collar while that happens. Digital Jake, please read us a shock collar question of the day.
It's not fair. You guys always just get to hear the question. I always have to read it. This game sucks.
Oh, wow, Jake, you okay, buddy?
Whoa.
Okay, Jake,
wake
be professional.
Up song, did him in.
Be professional. Yeah. A new survey asked 2,000 people what board and card games are most likely to start an argument in your household.
Oh, I see where the lead-in was.
Gotcha. You can probably guess number one on the list has torn families apart for almost 100 years, Monopoly.
That's first thing.
I need you to give me three other answers that are most likely to cause a fight.
Okay. All right, top of my head, fight about all-time house, Uno. I don't know if anybody else is like that.
How do you fight about
There's
Uno?
A ton of different rules.
Yeah.
People play different ways.
She's right.
Yes, that's true.
You're 1,000% right. Everyone
There's
has
so many
rules.
Different colors. It, like, hurts the head sometimes.
It breaks up a lot of friendships.
You know
what?
That there was a lot of different rules.
I'm going
to
blow your minds, listeners.
People
but
play differently.
The official Uno rules is you cannot play a draw four on another draw four.
See?
That's the rules. If people go, oh, no, I go draw four, read.
Oh, you can't.
You can't do that in the official rules.
So it's already starting an argument, so that's probably pretty good.
I don't play that way.
And the thing that's frustrating about Uno is that you can gang up on one person.
Yeah, that's true.
Everybody can agree to just kind of give everybody the bad, give one person the bad cards.
So I also think you need to think about games where you have to check in with the rules often, right? Okay. Or you have to check in with a dictionary. I'm going Scrabble.
Oh,
because people, yeah. That's not a word. That's not, you yeah. can't use
that's
that
true.
Word.
That's
or that's
true.
A name. That you can't good. Use proper names.
That's a good one, bro.
Let's get the question one more time.
2,000 people were surveyed and asked what board or card game is most likely to start a fight or an argument in your household, and overwhelmingly, Monopoly was the top response.
Yeah, totally.
I asked you to fill out the rest of the top four, and since you've passed Go as a group, ooh. And I don't have $200 to give you, I'll give you a golden guess instead. Tell me a game you think is on the list, and I'll tell you if you're correct or not.
I think we should guess a new game. I like the both the answers we've already said.
I'll just ask about Uno. Is Uno on there?
Or Yahtzee.
Uno is on the list.
Yeah.
Or
so. I knew
you
it.
Wasted
right.
it. I would I say, guess. Like, Sorry. I know Sorry is...
We play Sorry a lot at my house, and it's a pretty straightforward
cut and dry.
Game.
Yeah, I guess you're
you know,
right.
That's the problem, is you need to find these games that... Like, Monopoly is really what intricate. There's a lot of different rules to it.
What
I don't know what all the other
see,
games.
See, he said getting in fights. He didn't necessarily mention if it could be fighting with somebody on your team. Like, whenever I play Pictionary... Yeah. Mm. Ends up with a lot of fights for me if my partner's like Jose,
like
who can't
that.
Draw an igloo.
Exactly.
And I'm freaking out.
No, we played Pictionary
that's
on the
good.
Show not
charades?
Long ago, like in
oh,
one of
different.
Our meetings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then people got mad at me for drawing.
Yeah, you did. You drew really bad.
Yeah.
I went to art school, okay?
I was
more of an impressionist than I was of a realist.
And you're not allowed to talk, but like Brickle McNoises, you know, like,
I think Pictionary
you know,
is pretty
Pictionary
solid.
Pictionary is a good one. I like that.
Yeah.
I'm getting worked up just thinking about it.
I know. I'm trying to think about how to draw an igloo.
What about charades? I mean, it's kind of the same thing.
That's
I
what I was just
that.
Saying.
You
yeah.
Break.
All right. I'm going to go Scrabble and Pictionary.
Solid.
Ooh, I like
2,000 board gamers were asked to name the top games that would incite a conflict inside a home, and here are the top four most common responses. I told you number one was Monopoly. Number two was Uno. For such a simple game, there's a lot of discrepancies in the exact rules.
That was easy.
Number three on the list was Scrabble.
Ooh,
good job.
There we go.
It's long, it requires reading comprehension, and the board is just so flippable when you're in a bad mood. And number four on the list
Come
of board
on,
games
Pictionary.
Most likely to start an argument or fight was Sorry.
Oh,
I said Sorry.
Sending people back to the start of a game of Sorry is how most wars begin.
Yeah, I remember. That's the only thing, though. That's the only time I get in fights when it's like you send someone back.
Yeah. That's true. I forget.
Well, I'm sorry, Alexis. You didn't get it right. And somebody wanted to hear you sing the song If I Ain't Got You by Alicia Keys.
I don't know if I know this.
Great suggestion.
Do you like
the
song, Jeff? Because I don't know if I know it.
Some people want it all.
I don't know it, so I'm just going to wing it. My own version.
All right.
Okay. Some people want it all, but I don't want nothing at all. If I ain't you, baby. If I ain't got you, baby.
Yeah.
Some people want diamond rings. I have no idea.
That's
like
if she was tone deaf.
Sorry. It
sounded really good.
Did it?
Yeah, it sounded right on.
We need to
my
play
God,
that,
that hurt my soul.
That's your shot caller question of the day. Your free money phone tap is coming up worth $500
yeah.
in just a few minutes.